At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Kaboom!
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air, everywhere, back in the podcast dojo, holiday weekend or not, the show must go on. It is another edition of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller and Danny G Radio, ready to dazzle you as we go into the mailbag. Not a high maintenance podcast, Danny G. I always look forward to the mailbag podcast. Because you never know. It's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. It's kind of like a Dodger relief pitcher. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, it's an extended version of Ask Ben, which was always one of my favorite features on your live show.
Yeah. No, it sounds like Ask Ben, but this is not Ask Ben, Danny. This
is kind of like Ask Ben.
No. This is a totally different feature. All right. Totally different. People always confuse this with Ask Ben, and I don't understand why. This is nothing like Ask Ben.
Unless it's a mirror image.
No. Yeah. No one would be so lazy as to copy a bit from the radio show and put it on the podcast. Who would do that? I mean, you'd be going bonkers if you did that.
This is not the number one station anymore, is it?
Without further ado, let's strike up the band. Ohio Al is here, and into the mailbag we go. Whee!
It's in the bag. Ben's mailbag.
Good job, Ohio Al. And these are actual questions sent in by actual listeners like yourself. We have many repeat customers, which we love, but we also enjoy getting new people to send us questions. And you can do that a couple of different ways. If you've just stumbled on the podcast, the Facebook page every Tuesday. So that's one way to do it on the Facebook page, but you can send a question in anytime. You can do it right now. You can do it 5 minutes from now. You can do it tomorrow. You don't have to wait till Tuesday. RealFifthHour@gmail.com. That is the address. Put mail in the headline on that. RealFifthHour@gmail.com. And we may read your question on the show. Now, before we get into the official mailbag, I did get a message from one of our faithful listeners, which I was a little worried about. A little worried about it. Now, I didn't put this in the mailbag, so this is not really the official start of the mailbag, but it was a message. So I got an email from one of our fans in Northern California, Ravi.
Who?
He had mentioned that I was complaining on the show about the only mail we get at the mothership is from Andy Furman.
I want a mature guy.
I was trying to figure out how this, like a national network, you know, 500 affiliates, satellite radio, international audience, and the only mail I ever see is from Andy Furman. And I was like, what's up with that? So anyway, Ravi sent a message in, and he attached some pictures here of the gift that he had sent back in 2020. We talked about this. This thing got stuck in storage because I moved right after I got the gift, and I didn't have a chance to open it. And so we talked about this on the podcast. So anyway, I was trying to find the date of the podcast, Danny. I could not find it. But Ravi sent me a message like, hey, you know, here's mail. You didn't open this. So I was a little bummed out because I was like, well, we did open it. I did a whole thing on the podcast. We talked about that. Remember, Danny, we did a whole thing on the podcast about Ravi. And he sent a very nice letter. And we read the letter on the show. And he talked about how special the wood was that was used. It was old wood that was used for the cutting board and the what's that? The
cheese right.
Plate? Yeah.
You did a big thing on it.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know which show it was. All these shows, they roll one after another, and we don't have a good log of them. I don't anyway. Maybe you do, Danny, but I don't have a good log. And so I went back and I tried to find. I could not find the date on that.
Go to hell, Bill Miller.
That was a fake start. That was a false flag start. But let's get into it now. The real mailbag begins, and
you've got mail.
All right, Jason from Rocky Mountain, Virginia, writes in, says, "Hey guys. I did a bit of thinking about it, and maybe Danny G should be referred to." Oh, this is the nickname thing, Danny. Remember you wanted a nickname? Danny should be referred to as Doc, as in Doc Brown from Back to the Future for science experiments. Your thoughts? Do you want to be called Doc?
Well, that is one of my favorite movies from the 80s.
It's a solid film.
It is. Yeah. Just Josh, he tweeted us the Darwin of Dodgeball.
That's not bad.
The man who put the OG in Scientology.
Yeah, I like it.
It's a little Tom Cruise-ish there. He says, coming up with a new nickname is tough since you've gone Danny G, the science homie. Going with the scientifical turntable of elementarians.
Wow.
So that's a long one.
That's a mouthful, yeah.
I mean, it is
wide
huge.
And long.
Nicknames. They got to be short. The Darwin of Dodgeball. That is solid.
Yeah, because it combines the two things, science and earlier in the school year, beating all those kids in the head with the dodgeballs.
That's true.
It's not bad. And I got to thank Terry really quick because he sent me some lesson plans.
Oh, he did. Nice. He's also a teacher.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So, yeah. Thank you, Terry from England.
Yeah. Yeah. Terry's been listening for a long time. He's a ham radio guy like my dad used to be back in the day and all that. Yeah, Terry, very opinionated, that guy, Terry. He does not pull punches. He does not.
One of his emails had this whole thing on parachutes. And so last week, a big part of my week was teaching the kids all about parachutes. And then we spent a couple of days making those cool toy parachutes.
Oh, that is neat. I like it.
He loved it.
Terry got upset with me. He said I did List Radio. He yelled at me, but I did not do List Radio. I did Big Ben's Big Board. And Big Ben's Big Board is not List Radio, Danny.
Oh, that's a little different.
No, it's much different. It's totally
different. The board, not a list.
No, exactly. And I tried to explain this to Terry, and Terry would not. He would have none of it. And several other listeners were upset. You're doing List Radio now. I said, no, I've never done List Radio. You've known me a long time, Danny. Have I ever done List Radio?
No, you've done board radio.
That's right.
Literally and figuratively.
I have had more people fall asleep listening to me than anyone else.
Wow. Oh, my. Oh my God.
That has happened. So, anyway, moving on.
All right, scumbag, pay attention. It's time for mail call.
Mike from Fullerton in SoCal, stone's throw away from the Big A, says, I have a couple of project ideas for Danny G, the science MC. What do you think about that? Danny G, the science MC?
That's pretty cool.
That's not bad. Mike says, one of my favorites was the egg drop. Have the kids build a container to prevent an egg from cracking after a long fall.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Have you done that one?
I actually, well, I haven't done that at this school, but at my last school, we did do that. And I came in second place. I challenged the kids. I made one myself. And this little girl, Ben, she had this LeBron James look in her eyes.
Who, me?
And she told me, as she used the third roll of tape, I am not going to lose. I don't like losing.
Good. Good attitude.
Damn, you're in second grade. Where'd you get that fire from?
I like it.
To check whether or not her egg broke, Ben, it took a good 6-7 minutes to untape and unwrap all the layers this girl had. And she won the prize. She came in first place.
So what was her move? Like, how did she do it? She just wrapped it with paper?
Yeah, just layer after layer. She did like this whole kind of bubble tape system and then had paper plates on the outside and then rolls of tape, more rolls of tape. I mean, it looked like this huge bowling ball made out of tape.
I like her attitude too. Like, if I was a scout, like looking for someone, I want people that have that attitude. Because they say if you're passive, you can get by on your talent for a while, but I need people that have that. I'm not going to lose. You know, I'm going.
Like she told me, I do not lose. I do not like to lose. I am not going to lose. And she's looking me straight in the eyes as she said those words. And I was like, damn, this little girl means business. Sure enough, she was the winner.
There you go. All right. Good job by her. Here we go.
I got mail. Yay. I got mail. Yay.
Vols fan Jimmy from Big Orange Country writes in. He says, why are y'all bleeping out some cuss words on the podcast? Looks like Jimmy wants some bad words. Let it go, because it feels like we're all hanging out in the backyard playing cornhole and drinking beer.
Racist.
Is what he's saying. So he would like us to not bleep fuck shit, all those words. He wants all those words on the podcast. Are there a lot of bleeps on the podcast? Is this a family?
Well, not a ton, but when we say really bad words, you remember we had quite a few listeners say they like because they felt like when we curse, it's a little unnatural because they don't hear us talk like that on the radio. So when we do it, they're like, Ben feels forced when he curses like that.
If you don't know the facts, then you got to shut the
right at the beginning of me working with you on this podcast, I bleeped out our curse words, and it was a funny bit. It seems like you're listening to something you shouldn't be listening to.
All right, so this asshole, Jimmy, Vols fan Jimmy, he wants to hear the curse words. So there's the guy.
Just for Jimmy, I'll let a couple go.
All right, you piece of shit. All right, you are such an asshole. You mother. Yeah.
Okay, all right. That's enough.
Okay. All right, I'll keep it going on the mailbag. And who is next? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Pick a letter. I got a lot to choose from here. Let's say hello. We have Helen and Stu. Oh, Mallertown, USA. Helen and Stu checking in. Always a spicy hot couple when they send in questions here.
Mail, motherfucker.
That's right. Helen says, boys, we are not back in Florida yet. Crazy vacation recap in next week's mailbag. Faux shizzle.
Faux drizzle.
Helen writes, she says, now on Nantucket, we can tell you this. Last week, one of you correctly guessed the category for which Stu almost died. And she said,
you had two guesses, remember?
I did, yes. What was yours?
I thought he almost fell off a cliff when they were hiking. Yeah, you thought he ate something bad?
Yeah, I thought he had a food reaction. That was one of them. Yeah.
The other one.
Working out. Did I go with the working out one or something?
I think so, yeah.
Anyway, Helen says, is it you, Ben, the distant relative of Nostradamus, or is it the experiment, Danny G Radio? So she's calling you the experiment. By the way, we included not one, but two category clues in this letter. Can you find them? Can you solve the stew death puzzle? We tease to please. See you next week, Helen and Stu, Mallertown, USA. All right, so let's see what the the clues are here. What do you think, kid? The experiment, is that a clue?
Is this Blue's Clues?
For Shizzle. What's that?
Is this Blue's Clues?
Yeah, I mean, she said there were some clues in the letter.
Huh.
But what are the clues? Yeah, I guess it's too early in the morning for me to put this together. I got to put the jigsaw puzzle together. Come on, Helen, this is a mailbag, not a quiz. How dare you? What is up with that? Safe travels, you two kids. And
they said there would be no thinking on this podcast.
I know. I turned my brain off here. What's wrong with you? I mean, come on.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Jennifer in Richmond, Virginia writes and says, Ben and Danny G, it was cool to see photos of Louie and his person, Moving Man Matt, in studio with you. Jennifer says, when I make it out that way later this year, would I also be granted the privilege to sit next to the great Ben Maller? Wow. I'll bring food for everyone and some merch from Richmond's minor league baseball team, the Flying Squirrels, featuring their mascot, Nutsy. Well, that's very kind. How could I pass that up, Jennifer? I love minor league baseball. I support minor league baseball. I also love minor league baseball hats, unique hats. That would be cool. The Flying Squirrels. Do they have a squirrel on the hat? That would be different. I don't have a squirrel hat. At the old house, the old Maller Mansion, we used to have, there was something moving around in the attic, and we're pretty sure it was a squirrel or two. We think there were two squirrels in the attic. But I'll make a deal with you, Jennifer. Let me know. You got to give me some advance notice here because my schedule every week is different. Some weeks I come in on Monday or Sunday. Some weeks I come in on Thursday or Friday. It just really depends on how I'm feeling that week. But if you let me know when you're going to be there, we'll work something out. And also, as you know, Danny G, when we have people and they're not allowed to stay, like you can't stay for the whole show. You can only stay for a little bit.
I was just going to mention that. You don't open your work email often. There was actually an email from our boss, Scott Shapiro.
Yeah.
And he said about you having a guest for a segment, which is okay, that it's $100 from here on out. And that goes to the Danny G. Ben Maller Lunch Foundation.
Yes. The tickets. Well, that's a good idea, Danny. We could charge.
Yes.
We could put a couple of rows of folding chairs in the studio. And that'd be great. We could do how about some podcasts? They go out and do a live podcast. We could like record the podcast somewhere.
We do golden tickets.
How can you do a thing like this?
I was helping you bring that into the show back in the day. We could go from golden tickets to platinum seats.
Oh, the yeah.
Platinum seats will be right next to you for a segment.
When I used to work with Lee Hamilton, San Diego Hacksaw Hamilton. He did a summer book tour, which was just a killer of time on the radio. But Hacksaw would do that. And how about a summer podcast tour?
Woo-hoo! Yeah. Like
one weekend we're in Minnesota. We go to Cincinnati. We'll travel to, you know, whoever. I don't know about Houston. But we'll pick some random cities.
Houston loves you.
I don't know about that. And we'll pick some random places and we'll go have a fine time.
Sounds good. I'm sure iHeart will pick up the tab for that immediately.
Yes. Yes. They're on it right now. And
great cash, homie.
Absolutely. Whatever you need. Whatever you need, they will be there. That's it. Calm down, kids. Calm down.
All right, scumbag. Pay attention. It's time for mail call.
Kevin in Kansas writes in. He says, "Dear Ben, I've noticed you've become quite the chef with your grilling, baking, griddling. Recently, I bought an air fryer. Ben and Danny G, do you have any experience with the air fryer? If so, what foods have you enjoyed?" Yes, Kevin. The air fryer is a sneaky good kitchen and device.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful. Now, it's not as good as traditional fried food, but it's not bad. And I love finger foods. I got at Costco years ago, they had as a sampler these little mini hard shell tacos as an appetizer. Have you ever had those? You probably have.
I have. And we also get those Costco taquitos.
Oh, yeah. The taquitos are great. The mini tacos are, you know, they're hard to find, those little mini tacos. They have chicken and beef.
The mini corn dogs.
Oh, it's wonderful. And you just, it's like that late Ron Popeil guy. You set it and forget it. You put that stuff in the air fryer. It's good to go. It's easy to clean.
Olive oil cooking spray and just coat the layer of the air fryer pan.
It's a good move.
Yeah, it's a go-to.
Yeah, no, I'm a big fan of the air fryer, Kevin. So I recommend my top three, the mini tacos, the taquitos, and the chicken finger. So you can put chicken fingers in there. Those are pretty good, too. Fries, you can put it.
You can even do chicken wings in there. Yeah, fries. And we do the sweet potato fries in there.
Okay, yeah, I mean, it's really cool. It is great. And then you have something in the oven. If you're cooking something in the oven, then you can put the fries, the side dish, in the air fryer. And that's the way to do it. Absolutely on that. All right. Next up on the mailbag.
I got mail. Yay. I got mail. Yay.
Chris in Maricopa, Iowa, writes in. He says, "Have you listened to the Heidi and Frank show out of Los Angeles? Or do you know them? They used to do a bit where they would send a Playboy bunny to test the fidelity of husbands at the request of the wife, and have them both on the air the following week. I'll hang up and listen," says Chris. P.S. Go Raiders. So I know of Heidi and Frank. They've been on LA radio for a long time. They used to be Heidi Frank and was it Frosty Heidi and Frank?
Yeah. Frosty was in there.
They whacked Frosty, huh? I guess they couldn't afford
it. Yeah, he was a victim of COVID right when COVID was starting.
Oh, he didn't die. He just lost his
job. You know, he was an early COVID cut. Yeah, he didn't.
The salary cut. I know about that. So anyway, I know of them. I have not met them, I don't believe. I remember Frank had his house burned down in a fire. I heard about that.
That's right.
In the one of the wildfires.
Right around my area here.
So I don't know. Do you know Heidi and Frank?
I have met Frank. He's very cool. And he's got a cannabis line right now that's doing well. And they also have an alcohol beverage line that's doing well. They got into the two dream industries for radio people.
Yeah. So then do they do commercials on their show? Or they have to buy commercials.
No, I guess the radio station is cut in on the deal because they get to freely promote both things. So,
Hallelujah. Or they take less in salary and just make their money on the
the
weed and the booze and all that good stuff. All right. So there you go. Danny has met Frank. Next up on the mailbag.
Mail, motherfucker.
Barry in Nashville. Yo-Yo Ma Barry. He says, "Benny, I think that you have a huge following in Nashville, with many being P1s and some just being active contributors. So the question is, when are you coming to Nashville for a meet and greet?" Barry says, "You can visit the Johnny Cash Museum, see a full-scale replica of Parthenon. Is that how I said it right? I think I did. Tour the Country Music Hall of Fame, and you can even visit the Honky Tonks on Broadway. But we will meet off-Broadway, maybe at Loser's Bar on Division. We know you love Losers." Yes, I do.
Loser.
So when is this going to happen? Barry says, well, I would like to get to Nashville. I know, Danny, you've been there, but the Grand Ole Opry, I watched the documentary on PBS, and I'd love to check that out. I know, I guess they got rid of the original Grand Ole Opry, right? So it's a new Opry outside, but do they have the original building?
The Ryman Theater is still there.
Yeah, that's the one, the Ryman
Theater. Yeah. And when you go on the Ryman tour, it is amazing, the history of that building, and they still put on shows there.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. And Johnny Cash, that's my all-time great. So I'd love to see the Johnny Cash Museum.
I swear to God.
Yeah, and Clay Travis country and all that, and why not? That's a hip town. That's a hipster town, Nashville, Tennessee. Now that's a lot of people moving. And that in Austin, Texas, right? Those are the two hipster
towns. Yeah. Shout out to my friend JC. He brought me to some wonderful food there when I was in Nashville. Man, the sides, Ben, like the green beans and the biscuits and all the fixins.
Yeah,
the collard greens and everything. Oh my God, that food was delicious.
Now those southern portions, not those little teeny portions.
I had a to-go box for sure.
You had the little doggy bag going. You had that going for you. That's good. Okay, I'd love to get to Nashville. The problem is, I've determined the problem with all of these things is money. It always comes back to money. Like if I had money, travel's what gets you. The travel. I got to be like Lance the bus driver. Lance the bus driver flies all over the world. The guy from San Francisco, because his wife works at one of the airlines. So he gets free travel, free airfare. It's a way to do it.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. I'll keep it going on this.
You've got mail.
Who is next? We have J-Bone from Portland, Maine.
J-Bone?
He says, Ben, question for you, but it has a strong Danny G tie. When Danny G left, at first, it sucked. Roberto stepped in. When Roberto said he would go with the porn star, I knew we were in good hands. When did you know? Not easy to fill Danny G's shoes. Almost impossible. Love all you guys and the work you do. That's from J-Bone. Well, thank you, J-Bone. Yeah, it was tough. When Danny left the show, it was not easy. Danny, as you know, you're a big part of the show, and you were a big part of what we did every day. And so when you left, it was not simple to just pick up right there. But and these things just kind of happen. I don't believe in chemistry per se in sports and all that, but it takes a little time. There's a feeling out process. You got to know. And when you work with new people and eventually the pieces fit together. So it takes a little bit of time, and Roberto's been a good sport, and he plays along with the nonsense that we do. And so it's good. And you did a great job, Danny, when you left, of helping him out and showing him the way to how we do things.
Yeah, I was going to say, not that Roberto owes me anything, but there were three different people in a rotate. He probably sometimes wishes I didn't train him so well and he didn't get the job. But there were three guys that were like in the rotation. And I remember the two bosses that we have coming to me, both asking, who do you think out of the three could hack it with Ben every night? Roberto's personality and the way he was willing to kind of keep our traditions going, that sold me on the fact that he would do a great job.
Yeah, no, it's worked out well, and it's been a while now, and so everyone's kind of locked in. Let's roll with the punches. When I started the show, I had Jake was my board op, Stay Awake with Jake, and Bob Guerra was my producer. Eddie's been there all the way through.
Yeah,
this incarnation of the show.
Yeah, and Bobo trained me on the equipment when I started with you.
Bobo on the radio.
There wasn't much training needed. It was the same equipment I had just come from at NBC. But as far as the ins and outs of your show, Bobo was the one who sat with me and kind of explained your show to me as far as the things I needed to do and drops and all that. And then I took it and ran from there. To this day, whenever me and Bobo are talking, he's like, showed you the equipment here. I'm the OG. I'm the veteran. And I'm like, all right, Bobo, you the OG.
Nice. Oh, man. All right. Let's keep it going on the mailbag. And who is next? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Amish writes it. Says, have either of you been to the Tilted Kilt in Orange, California, near Anaheim Stadium, Angel Stadium, whatever it is? Says, I plan on attending an Angel game in mid-August, and I wanted to know if that's a good pregame spot. Have you
First off, fuck them Angels.
That's right. They're not friendly with us. They do not like us. They're very rude. They had to lose all those games.
Yeah, they're so great with media relations, unless they're not.
Yeah, exactly. So I've not been. I know the Tilted Kilt. There's a few locations like in like Vegas, right? They're all over the country. I think I don't believe I've been to the one in Orange. There's some good place back in the old. I have not been to Anaheim very regularly in a long time. Back in my day, I spent many a night. There was a place called the National Sports Grill, which no longer is in business. And then the Catch, which I think, is that still around, the Catch?
I'm not sure. I know that I went to a Tilted Kilt in Santa Clarita when it opened there. And if you're not familiar, it's like Hooters, but better food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tilted Kilt has women that are dressed kind of...
Easy on the eyes to please the eyes.
Yeah, like to enhance the food and drink.
Yeah. Yeah, so I can't help you on that, Amish, but I do... It looks like it's still open, the Catch. Oh, no, it's permanently closed. I take that back. Well, there you go.
COVID.
yeah, COVID.
Everybody knows you catch the COVID at the Catch.
I went on their website. They're done. That's it. That's too bad. All right. But from what I understand, there's a lot of restaurants around there now that weren't there when I used to cover the Angels. I was there all the time, and there wasn't a lot going on in Anaheim. There was a pancake place a lot of the guys would go to, 24-hour place that had really huge pancakes that was not far away from Anaheim Stadium. Next up,
pandemic, Ben.
Yeah.
Change your name from Catch to The Cure.
That's a good point. That's from a marketing standpoint.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Pay attention. It's time for mail call.
All right, next up, Pierre in Springfield. Pierre in Springfield writes in. He says, with this being a holiday weekend and Sunday into Monday show being the actual holiday, do you have access to the schedule in advance, or do you find out just before the show? I'm guessing that corporate coop and every holiday off Eddie will not be in. It's probably 50-50 on whether or not Roberto shows up. Can you give us the game day starters so we know how much to drink just in case Ned Flanders shows up? Well, shots fired, Pierre. The way this works, not to get too inside radio, but they do send out a schedule. I don't often check it, so sometimes I won't check it. But Thursday is normally the schedule day. Is that when that goes out, Thursday?
Yeah. Do you want me to look up the schedule really quick?
I don't know. I might be depressed. I don't know. Eddie told me he's going to be in Sunday into Monday. They gave him the option, and so he's taking Monday into Tuesday off.
I don't care. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
So he's going to work on the 4th and then take July 5th. Because the way we do this, doing the overnight show, you end up having, if you take a holiday off, you still end up having to work on the holiday kind, because we cross over the Rubicon.
Yeah.
During the overnight. So we start on the West Coast. The show starts at 11 p.m. and goes till 3 a.m. And so let's say I took July 4th off. I would be off on Sunday into Monday, but then I'd have to still work on the 4th of July that night. So what's the point of that? Now, I am going to have to take a Sunday off at some point, because I have some relatives coming in from back east, and I haven't seen these people in years. Like, some of that I haven't seen since I was a kid. So I'm going to take my cousins are having like a big family thing, so I'm going to take some time off, like one day, to hang out with them, which I think is okay. So I don't know whether I'll use my comp day from Juneteenth or July 4th, but one of those will be used. One of those will be used. So the schedule, we have access to it, but I usually don't work. I usually don't look, and I like to be surprised.
July 4th is one of my favorite holidays. I love the smell of the suntan lotion and the fireworks exploding, and the fact that you could see multiple fireworks shows going at the same time based on where you're at on the coast in California. I've always liked it since I was a little kid. I thought it was the coolest holiday.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the 4th of July too. And I remember when I was a kid, I have fond memories of my mom taking us, because I grew up in Orange County, and she'd take us to Disneyland, but we wouldn't actually go to Disneyland. We'd park outside Disneyland to see the free fireworks show.
Nice.
And she knew, my mom knew, and this is the days before maps or before GPS and all that stuff. So she had to like scout it out, and she knew exactly where to go to park the car. We'd have the perfect view of the fireworks, and that's how we would roll. And even to this day at Disneyland, when you drive, if you drive up and down the Interstate 5 around 9:30, there's a fireworks show every night at Disneyland. And they shoot the fireworks off in the back part of Disneyland, which is right up against the highway. So if you're driving at that time, you get a pyrotechnic show right next to the highway. It's wild, and traffic slows down. Everyone's hitting their lights when you do. I've driven by there a few times. It's pretty wild. Pretty crazy.
I love it. Yeah, it was the one time a year my mom let us climb up and sit on the roof. So that's another good memory.
That's good. Yeah.
She'd make popcorn, and we would literally take bowls of popcorn up to the roof, and a local college shot off fireworks, and we'd watch those while we ate the popcorn.
That's awesome. That's cool. Fun memories. I also, my dad was terrible at barbecuing. My mom was the cook. So we'd always like burgers and hot dogs and all that. And usually it was just my mom making them. My dad had no clue how to handle any of that stuff, but that was how we rolled. My dad, if you leave him on the barbecue, everything, I like burned food, but I don't like stuff that burned. You know what I'm saying? Like, he would go over the edge, because he'd leave it there and just walk away or not pay attention and all that stuff. And
he made hockey pucks.
Pretty much. He did. Anyway, moving on up here. Thank you for that. Next up, we say hello to, let's see here,
mail, motherfucker.
Randy in Pittsburgh, PA, writes in, why do you allow your staff to hate on Pete in Pittsburgh? Oh, yeah, Pete called up this week, Danny.
I heard it.
Yeah, Pete called up. Randy says, let the audience decide what a good call is. And then he takes a shot at the staff. He says, California liberals are not the judge of entertainment. Trust me.
I actually thought it was funny, Ben. The banter between you and Pete, I got a kick out of. He is a show legend, and of course, he was a mini legend on the Stern Show before your show.
Yes. It was wonderful. I like when Pete checks in. He checks in every year or 6 months. Pete's one of the great callers in talk radio. I'm a fan of what Pete does. Pete only calls us up, though, these days when he's completely sloshed, when he's been out drinking at the bar. And he's up because I don't know what he's got going on in his life these days, but it ain't our show. He doesn't call radio shows. And I think he's also become very political as he's gotten older. Now, Pete was calling the show in his early 20s, and now Pete's in his 40s. So, you know, we're all in a different place from our 20s to our 30s to our 40s to our 50s. I mean, we're just in a different spot in life. But Jonas, actually, the great Jonas Knox. I saw him on my way out the other day, and he sent me a link. Some Stern fans had put on YouTube, and it was a classic Stern call from back in the day. Pittsburgh Pete, that's what he's known on the Stern show. That's what he was known on Pittsburgh. Not Pete. On our show, it's Pete in Pittsburgh. On the Stern show, he's Pittsburgh Pete. And he and Artie Lang got into it. He was busting Artie Lang's balls, and Artie just exploded at Pittsburgh Pete. It's on YouTube. It was hilarious. And Artie just said all these amazing offensive things about the Puerto Rican parade and what should happen to Pete in Pittsburgh. And it was unbelievable. It was hilarious. It's so funny.
See, you have to appreciate when you hear a legend's voice on the radio. I didn't really care about him repeating himself or whatever the complaints might be. Just to hear his voice was kind of cool, I thought.
Yeah, and I do get this a lot. And Randy, you're not alone. Like, the guys, my taste in caller and what the guys like, Roberto and Coop, get very upset at certain people that call the show. There's guys that call the show I think are hilarious. And they're like, oh, this guy's terrible. I don't like this guy. You know, let's get rid of this. And I think, no. That's a good call. I enjoy it. What are you doing to me? And then
there's a caller for everybody. In fact, when I was getting a hold of your boy Chestnut, his PR department said, I know Maller. That's the guy with all those crazy callers.
That's right. See, we're known for the crazy caller. That's how that works.
That's how he described you. He's like, I've listened to that show plenty of times.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's the secret sauce, Danny, right? That's the key.
And there's a crazy caller for every different taste.
Yeah, you can't chase away these guys. Like, these guys were busting that trash guy, the one-eyed trash guy from Hawaii who's supposed to do a daredevil stunt on the show, and he hadn't called. Heard from him as we're doing this podcast. We hadn't heard from him in a while. So, and like, these guys are trying to chase him away. And I'm like, no. Roberto, he did not like that guy, Joe in Rhode Island. I thought Joe was hilarious. Joe, and the guy that went on and just would scream at me. Joe and Ryan, the traditional New England sports radio caller. The guy's a bum. That guy. We're trying to chase him away. Now, they did chase him away. He changed jobs, but. Anyway, all right, time for a couple more. Rachel, she says, is Moving Man Matt single? So she liked hearing Moving Man Matt in studio. But unfortunately, Rachel, Moving Man Matt is not single. And it's amazing that Matt has been able to keep that marriage going, Danny. He's on the road like 300 days a year. He's never home.
Yeah.
Because he's always working. So he's a long haul, East Coast, West Coast, South, East, yeah, Northwest. He goes everywhere.
He's like a musician, traveling concert to concert.
He and Louie. Arf, arf, arf. Sorry, Rachel, but if you would like to date a member of the Maller Militia, Rachel, we can play the dating game on the show. We can have Rachel, listen. All right, we have some very attractive bachelors on the show.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to get your hands on Phylexis? That's a catch. Who else do we have? We have Blind Scott, another catch.
Phylexis has an amazing personality.
That is true. We have Hollering James. Hollering James would be a big fan.
Need some air.
Hollering James would follow you around, Rachel, like a puppy dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
He doesn't snore at all.
You want to have a party? Jed Who Fled? Big party with Jed, right?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Interesting cat there. You can go down the list. There's so many to choose from here. But let me know, Rachel, if you want, if you're an eligible bachelorette, we can play the dating game. Yep. I used to do that every Valentine's Day. We would do some kind of bit with that. But we haven't done that in a while.
That's how Weed Man Hippie met his wife.
I love you.
On the show?
Yeah. On the show.
Yeah, there you go. Fred from Spring, Texas writes in, we'll do this, we'll get out on this one. He says, do either of you have lucky numbers? How did you get them and how do you use them? I don't know, like lucky. When I played football, I was number 79. So that was like, I guess, a lucky number.
It's a fat guy number.
Yeah, good fat lineman number. Good fat lineman. I don't have any. There's certain numbers I gravitate to, but I don't know that they're my lucky numbers. So I would say no, Fred. What about you, Dan?
I do. I have two, and they are both football related. The great number 32. You know that
Marcus Allen, right?
Yep. The great number 34.
Is that Bo Jackson?
Yeah.
Okay.
So everything as a kid was 32, 34, 32, 34. The greatest running back combo to ever assemble in a backfield.
Well, Bo Jackson, the greatest video game character of all time.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Forget Michael Vick. I'm old school. I go Bo Jackson.
Yeah. Too bad that Marcus Allen banged one of Al Davis's chicks, allegedly. That's the alleged beef between Al Davis and Marcus Allen was that Al Davis asked Marcus nicely to stay away from his mistress.
Okay.
Because he was married. Al was. Sure. And Marcus smiled and said, yeah, right, Al. And he banged her.
Hey, where are the white women at?
And Al Davis was like, I asked this guy to do one thing and he couldn't even keep his snake in its cage. The lore, the legend is that that's what caused the beef between those two guys. Marcus Allen just had to bang every white chick he saw.
Well, and for those who don't know the story, if you're too young, like Marcus Allen was a great player for the Raiders and was in purgatory with the Raiders. Like they pretty much benched him. They downsized his role on the team. He wasn't hurt.
No.
Yeah.
He sat on the bench a lot in favor of Bo Jackson was the team. But every time Marcus came in, he tore it up. And prior to that little beef, he had been one of the best running backs on the field in the entire league. And he would do that amazing move over the top where anytime the team got down near the goal line, they would give him the ball and he would fly in the air like Superman into the end zone. He was amazing. As a tiny little kid watching that, I was in kindergarten with a LA Raiders jersey. And we would watch Marcus Allen go over the top, and that started my love for football.
There you go. And the rest of your life is, yep. is
still number 32.
Bring back the white women.
Yeah. Well, there is a phrase there that Marcus Allen probably should have followed. It's something like you don't shit where you eat or something like that, right? Don't sleep with the boss's mistress.
If the team's owner asks you for one favor, you might want to oblige.
Has there ever been an NFL owner that doesn't have a mistress? Does that exist?
I don't think so.
Probably not. Yeah. So in these days though, in the age of Twitter, if that is true, what happened with the Raiders, if that was today, can you imagine the scandal?
What a scandal. TMZ.com, baby.
Oh, there'd be stories on the woman would the mistress would sue.
Yeah.
There'd be a lawsuit against Al Davis and the Marcus Allen and all this. Oh my God. Anyway, all right, we'll get out of here. Enjoy the 4th of July. I will be in. We will have live shows tonight and the entire week, and I got nothing else going on, so I'll be in hanging out doing radio, and love for you to call in if you haven't called in and want to talk on the show, or you want to just listen and send us goofy things on Twitter and all that. But we will have live original shows all week long. And I know, Danny, you're busting it as well.
Yeah, I'll be there this afternoon and evening for the Covino and Rich show. And then Chris Plank and Arnie Spanier right before your first show of the week.
Outstanding. All right, listen, have a great rest of your day today. And if you missed any of these podcasts over the weekend, I cannot thank Joey Chestnut enough for coming on. It was awesome to talk to Joey, one of the highlights of this podcast. And thanks to Danny for getting him on there. So if you missed that, this is a great time to listen today or tomorrow morning, because tomorrow is the day. On Monday is the Nathan's annual hot dog eating contest. It is the day where Joey Chestnut is the most famous athlete in American sport.
Yeah.
His day to dominate the headlines. He will be on SportsCenter. He'll be on all the shows. Everyone will be talking about Joey Chestnut, good, bad, or ugly, because he is the straw that stirs the drink in Major League Eating. So we look forward to seeing him. And you know, is this going to be the end? Is this the last one? Joey Chestnut is 39 years old. So is he going to keep going into his 40s? How long can the body hold up? We'll find out.
And Ben, it didn't surprise me too that the people at Nathan's were big Ben Maller fans. One of your most famous drops over the years.
I like the extended wiener.
Well, that was said in a joking manner, out of context, by the way, that is the way it is played. But anyway, all right, enough of that. Have a great day. We'll catch you next time.
Happy 4th of July.
Yes. Happy birthday, America.
God bless America.
Later, skater.
Got a murder. Got to go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.